Many years ago, there was a survey regarding the most regrettable things when you were young. An obvious item was no proper saving. It is quite a common sense that saving is very important, so that when some difficult and unfortunate thing happens, we can have some surety in the uncertain future. In today's gospel, Jesus commanded his followers, sell your possessions and give alms. Make purchases for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. If that is true, does this mean we can have a saving account in heaven? Let us reflect upon this teaching again. Before this paragraph, Jesus talked about, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Therefore, we can understand from the context that what Jesus is focusing has always been on the trust and depend on God the Father. For Christians, saving is not the only necessary condition they live on. Rather, their entire lives depends on the Lord who rewards, not depending on the material things. Perhaps Christians worry little about their earthly life. However, a true believer knows how to save in the abundance, for this is the best way to testify God's grace in the difficult. However, what Christians save are not only the physical things, but also the steadfast faith and the deep experience. So that when they are in their crisis, their lives will shine and their lives can glorify God. Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And later, Jesus again specially says that the time of the Son of Man's coming back is unknown. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. All of this are telling us to trust in God. The reason that the slaves are alert is that they truly believe. Without faith in God, there would be no alert at all. Without faith in God, there would be no paying attention. Today, the reason we are willing to equip ourselves, to prepare ourselves, is that we pay attention to God. Every week, we walk into the church. We are not coming only for a great music or some motivational reasons. We come to equip ourselves, to get ourselves ready for the kingdom of God. Every day we pray in front of the Lord. What we do is not only asking from God, rather preparing ourselves. Every day we read the Bible. What we read is not only getting new knowledge, rather preparing ourselves to know God better. Each one of us comes before God is to accept a divine invitation of God. He invites us into his kingdom. In fact, He is preparing us by himself through varying means. Therefore, Christians go and save our faith. This kind of saving can shine the light of faith during your difficulty. In good time, Christians come to the church singing hymns with good spirits. However, can we do the same in our bad times? Do you know that the praises the burst out of the difficulty are especially precious? This kind of praise not only shows the beauty of the life, but also sustains others who go through the same journey, because it contains the wisdom of heavenly kingdom. Let us keep alert and save our faith. Amen.